The Money Show
with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
702.
I can't believe we're talking about the budget already, but it's going to be critical. We've got State of the Nation address next week, and that's kind of all flighty, lofty promises and nice things and bullet trains and smart cities that don't come. The budget is the real State of the Nation. That's where the techie hits the tar. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where reality defies the dreams of politicians, where you have a limited pool of money and plenty of need, and it all has to come together in some sort of miracle. That miracle is called the budget and the budget speech, and that's presented by the finance minister once a year, and he then does a medium-term budget policy statement as well. Somebody who is looks forward to this budget week more than anyone else I know is Charles Devette. He's tax executive at ENS Africa. And there are a couple of things, Charles, that you're looking at, and you're saying, you know, we need to think about the problem of South Africa, the way in which it's funded, the way in which ordinary South Africans are really struggling to make ends meet. And we need to start giving just a little bit of leeway in terms of government's voracious appetite for our cash.
Good evening, Bruce. I mean, you're right. It's budget month and not Sona month. And the minister is in a very difficult position. I mean, he has to balance the budget. And I mean, I think that the everybody in the country needs a little bit of respite from high taxes. So, you know, maybe countries neighbouring to us have brought the VAT rate down. So maybe that's an option. In that, you know, where there's been a fuel levy that is where there's been a discount last year, and maybe that can be continued. But I think at the end of the day, what really drives it is the hard numbers, and our borrowings are still very high with load shedding and all the other challenges that we're facing. Economic growth is low, so it's going to be very difficult to give any tax breaks in these circumstances. And I think our money is on it at least staying the same at best, and probably increasing in some instances.
Now, very few people will remember that you are like the grandfather of VAT. You used to be the father of VAT, but you're now the grandfather of VAT because you were part of the team an awfully long time ago that studied and implemented first GST, general sales tax, and then value-added tax, which today runs at 15%. It's a lot lower than many other countries that we trade with. The UK has got a massive 20% VAT rate, for example. This is it's one of the highest taxes that is collected after personal income taxes and one or two others, but VAT is critical. I can't imagine this government cutting the VAT rate, as tempting as it might be to suck up to trade unions and to voters who might be supportive of the idea. I think that's sticky, and the fuel levy is also. I mean, the government is addicted to revenue, and I'm not sure that wants to give up any of it.
I agree with that completely. You know, I mean, I think it's a very lofty ideal to reduce the VAT rate. At the same time, one mustn't forget about the impact on companies and systems and changing the VAT rate. But sort of 1% has an impact of about 25 billion rand, and I simply don't think that we can afford it. At 15%, you know, we are low in African terms, where the average rate is, you know, 17.5%. The UK is 20%. So there's quite a lot of range to, in fact, increase the VAT rate, but that's very unpopular as well. So I can't see that happening. And I really think there's, you know, given that, we need to look for other mechanisms that could sort of reduce the impact on households. And some of that is to, you know, relook at the zero rating. You know, I mean, people talk about the basic foodstuffs list. In fact, it's not a basic or, you know, essential foodstuff. It's a list of products where there isn't VAT that was introduced in, you know, 1991 and changed in 1993. It doesn't have a meat product on it. And, as you know, last time we had a quick exercise with the rush of a VAT rate increase to try and find other products that were to be added to the list, and none were. But maybe, you know, if we keep the rate the same and we start a proper program in terms of looking at products that are consumed by households now, that could really affect people and put money back into their pockets on that basis.
You said there's no scope for a tax rate cut. At the moment, the marginal tax rate for people earning over 1.5 million rand a year is sitting at 45%. But we are seeing this year, I think, it comes into force the implementation of a slightly lower company tax rate from 28% down to 27%. That is something. I mean, yes, there's lots of quid pro quo that goes with it, but this is not a government that is averse to reducing the tax burden. It just wishes it had more people to pay tax.
I mean, that's certainly part of the problem. So, you know, we have seen the tax rate sort of from, you know, year end, from the end of March and going forward, you know, it has come down to 27%. It's still high in global terms, and that has a very big impact on foreign direct investment. You know, if you want to stimulate the economy, we have to make it attractive for companies to invest. And you also saw in terms of that reduction, you know, it was very much balanced by limiting the transfer of assessed losses, interest reductions, or, you know, sort of the limitation in the amount of interest that you could deduct. And that is still in the works. We haven't seen the impact of that. I mean, that's part of balancing the budget. And the minister sort of committed to reducing it, but said it has to be affordable in the circumstances. So, you know, again, while one would want to see that reduction, I think it's premature. We're going to have to see how it comes out in the wash, what the numbers look like going forward. But again, as the same as the VAT rate, it would be a very positive message if we could reduce that rate and, you know, make it positive, make it more efficient for people to invest in the country.
Thank you, Charles De Wet, the tax executive at ENS Africa, joining us this evening on The Money Show. Frankly, I don't see any big changes. I don't see any big shifts. I don't think the government's got the courage to do any big shifts, not to give anything away to people who will be perceived as sucking up to business, not raising any of the difficult taxes because that's bad for votes. It's going to be a very cautious budget. It's going to be a budget that looks better than you expect, because it always is. And it's going to be a budget that makes you feel hopefully a bit more rosy about the future, because right now, lots of people are very grumpy.